بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن أبي الدرداء رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول ما من ثلاثة في قرية ولا بدو لا تقام فيهم الصلاة إلا قد استحوذ عليهم الشيطان فعليكم بالجماعة فإنما يأكل الذئب من الغنم القاصية رواه أبو داود إسناد حسن. Hazrat Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, if there are three people in a village or desert region and salatu jamaat is not established between them, then shaitan most certainly overpowers them. If there are three people in a village or a desert region and salatu jamaat is not established between the three, then shaitan most certainly overpowers them. فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالْجَمَاعَةِ You must therefore adhere to jama'ah, having salat in congregation. فَإِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُ الذِّئْبُ مِنَ الْغَنَمِ الْقَاسِيَةِ Because when the wolf will eat a sheep that strays away from the flock. In other words, when the sheep is alone, then that's the time the wolf will pounce and eat the sheep. So in this hadith, we understand again, like what we explained yesterday, the importance of reading our salat or jamaat for the menfolk in the masjid. Of course, women will read individually at home. But for the menfolk, they should come to the masjid. In this hadith, we understand how important it is to read salat in congregation. Whether a person is in a town, a village, or he is traveling somewhere, of course, if you're traveling alone and there's nobody else to make jamaat, that's a different matter. But if you've got three people at least, then in a qarya, qarya means a village. There's only three people living in that village, only three Muslims, then two, they should still make salat or jamaat. Otherwise, shaitan will overpower them. When shaitan overpowers a person, he will cause whisperings, he will lead them astray. Therefore, Rasulullah has highly emphasized, فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالْجَمَاعَةِ Read your salat with jama'ah. Because shaitan will look for the person who is alone, individual, and he will insinuate, and he will try and cause him to go astray. But when there's a group, three people together, it becomes difficult for shaitan to overpower them. And the hadith Rasulullah explained, just like how a person has got a flock of sheep, and the moment one sheep strays away, that's the time the wolf will pounce on that one sheep. The wolf will not pounce on the entire flock of sheep, because they've got strength. So in jamaat there is strength, and shaitan, it's difficult for him then to lead the people astray. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of reading our salat with jamaat. Babul hathi ala huduri al jama'a fi subhi wal isha. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, after explaining the importance of reading salat with jama'a, now specifically, he is mentioning reading salat ul jama'ah for fajr and isha prayers. The others, it is easy. People are zuhr time, they are having a break, or it is they are busy. They just stay in the shops. It's easy for them to read the salat. Go for salah and asr time also. But fajr and isha, especially now when fajr is becoming earlier, sometimes the person becomes lazy. And this hadith we will see where Rasulullah SAW encourages the person, and to the person to read his salat with jamaat, fajr and isha. And Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu qal, سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من صلى العشاء في جماعة فكأنما قام نصف الليل ومن صلى الصبح في جماعة فكأنما صلى الليل كله رواه مسلم. وفي رواية الترمذي عن Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من شهد العشاء في جماعة كان له قيام نصف ليلة ومن صلى العشاء والفجر في جماعة كان له كقيام ليلة قال الترمذي حديث حسن صحيح. In this hadith narrated by Uthman bin Affan رضي الله عنه, he says, I heard Rasulullah SAW saying, that person who reads his Isha with Jama'at, and it is as though he has stood up for half the night in Tahajjud. And that person who read his Fajr with Jama'at, it is as though he read the entire night in Tahajjud. And the second narration explains that a person reads his Isha Salat with Jama'at and the Fajr with Jama'at, both his Salat with Jama'at, then he gets the sawab of a person making Qiyamul Layl the entire night. What a great virtue this is. So both these salat has to be read in jama'at for the person to get the full reward of night in worship. Salat of Isha with jama'at and also the Fajr with jama'at. So alhamdulillah, if we read of Isha with jama'at and now Fajr with jama'at, then we are getting the reward of a person who stood up the entire night. This does not mean he must not make tahajjud. Of course, there's great separate emphasis for tahajjud salat. But Allah, out of His kindness, that and to show us the importance of reading salat to jama'at, Allah is giving us this great reward of spending the entire night in worship. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah.